You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona, as we start a new month here, September. It's the first Saturday of the month. It's the 8 o'clock hour. That means we've got the Farm Bureau in studio with us, Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, on our Farm Fresh topic. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Romy. It's good to be here as always. Look forward to this Saturday morning.
And looking forward to the fall. We've got finally coming to the end of a long, hot summer. And it's still pretty hot, but it's coming to an end. Mornings, days are a little bit shorter. Mornings are nicer. We've got a lot going on the farm this month.
We do. And it's kind of my favorite time of month on the farm, despite the fact that we're still in hot weather. But, you know, we're going to be talking about apples today, so that will get us in the mood for the fall.
And when we talk about a specific commodity that's available from our farmers and ranchers, we try and match it with something that's in harvest that month. And apples in September, mine were done in July.
You know, and that's one of the features that we like to highlight with Arizona apples, and we're going to have one of our apple growers on in just a few minutes, but because of our sun and the 300-plus days of sunshine in Arizona, our apple farmers, and specifically this one family, Briggs and Eggers, they've been harvesting now for at least 3, if not 4 weeks. Our guests will have to tell us exactly when they started, but we get to start early, and that makes our apples unique.
Now, interesting, when you were reading your apple blog you put together ahead of the broadcast today, I did not know they were part of the Rose family.
Yes, in fact, you know, there's so many facts about apples. I kind of had to pare this one down.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. A little humor on a Saturday morning. I try.
Because they are also in the pear family as well
as
plum.
Yes.
The nice thing about these fruits, though, they don't come with the thorns that roses do.
They don't come with the thorns, and so there's a lot of picking going on.
Now, there's only one apple native to Arizona, and that's the crab apple.
Actually, native to America.
North America.
But despite that, we're growing anywhere from 2,500 variety of apples throughout the United States. And we, again, the apple farmer that we've got on today, he's going to have to tell us, but I think they grow anywhere from 5 to 8 different varieties themselves. So,
well, we've got Lance on the line calling in from the Wilcox area, Sulphur Springs Valley.
Yes. Lance, hi. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm all ready to go.
So you're with the Briggs and Eggers family, and you've been USDA certified organic since 1989. So Lance, tell us your farm story.
Okay, first apples were planted here by my father-in-law in 1965, and we became organic in 1989. And
that was before That was before people even knew
what
the word organic meant. that wasn't a buzz keyword for another 15 years.
Yes, we were one of the first. We felt it was a way to move our markets, and we liked it. It's not only good for the environment, but it was good for our people as well as good for money returns. I mean, it was profitable.
And so 1965, the Briggs family in the Wilcox area, they've been there for some time. Did they do any other type of farming before apples?
Oh, yes. They started here in 1964, bought ranch land. The family members all came together, bought a lot of one ranch and the York Ranch and broke it out of Mesquite and began farming.
So, members of Arizona Farm Bureau, I have to get that little plug in. Briggs and Eggers you now have approximately 460 acres of apples, and you're currently producing 500 tons of apples per year.
Well, that was what we produced for the month of August. Right now, today, we're shipping right now for processing 100 tons of apples just today.
Oh, wow.
We'll be somewhere around 3,000 to 4,000 tons for the year.
Oh, excellent. And you're shipping all over the country. Well, your apples will be in Florida and New York, on the East Coast, and San Francisco and San Diego on the West Coast. I mean, you're all over, correct?
Yes, we distribute under the Covelli label, They're our brokers, and they do the distribution for us. But every tag will or bag will have the Briggs & Eggers or Grown by Briggs & Eggers on the bag.
So that's the most important question for our listeners, because we know that they're going to be asking that question. Well, I want some of you. These are local apples. You're telling me they're some of the best in the country. So how is my Arizona family going to get to find, where are we going to go to find your apples?
They'll be in Whole Foods, Sprouts, and they'll be under that Covelli label. Okay. And it'll say grown and packed by Briggs & Eggers.
And how long have you guys been harvesting this season? I mean, when did you start?
We started the 5th of August with galas, and we're just wrapping up gala harvest right now and moving on to Fuji's and Granny Smith's.
So you're not going to get to rest and relax and take it easy for how long will you be harvesting?
Our harvest will continue into the 1st of November. We'll be completing our season with an apple called the Sundowner. It's not very well known, but it's the sister to the Pink Lady. It takes a huge, long growing season. So we're one of the few growers in the United States now still growing that apple.
So what makes it so special?
It's a long growing season, so it's been on the tree for a long time. So it is really high in sugar, so it's very sweet. But it also has a little fairly high acid content, so it's tart. So you get a sweet tart flavor.
Well, nobody knows this better than you, Lance. But there's some unique things to Arizona apples. Supposedly, ours are sweeter overall because of the amount of sun that they get. We get to harvest earlier than a lot of apple growers in other parts of the country, and including the Granny Smith apple, which everybody thinks immediately is tart, but yet there's this sweet tartness to it. Tell us some other things that make our Arizona apples special.
Well, it's really, one is you put your finger on it, is the long growing season. So we start about our season starts with bloom, which is about a month before other regions. So our time on the tree is much longer. Here in Arizona, we don't push a harvest like the Granny Smith. We wait until it develops some sugar. It's sweet. So we have a sweet Granny Smith that's not like what people would think is a Granny Smith. And we're able to grow some of the apples that, people are not aware of. We have a new apple called a Sweetie. It's a very sweet apple. It's a cross between a Gala and a Braeburn. And it comes off very early in August. And we're having a good following from that apple. And we also have an apple called Ambrosia. It's a sweet tart apple as well. And it comes across the market about mid-September.
So how many varieties are you growing?
We're growing currently 10 different varieties.
Oh, my goodness.
They're staged. So we start with galas and the sweeties in the 1st of August, and then end with the Pink Lady Sundowner in end of October, early November.
So now you married into a farm family. Did you ever think it was going to take this much work?
Oh, well, I grew up on a farm, so I'm
okay.
I know what for. I was well aware of the 12 months out of the year, 12 hours, 7 days a week, 12, 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's very fulfilling.
And maybe we'll get into that a little bit more in the next segment. Just exactly what it takes to grow an apple tree, because I hear there's a lot of production steps to it. But it's kind of neat to know that, you happen to be the only remaining commercial apple grower in the state of Arizona, but we have a lot of U-Pick farms, and another kind of, I want to classify as famous apple farmer down there is Apple Annie's in Wilcox. So how close are you to them?
Oh, we're about 8-10 miles from them. We're further, a little bit further north, up a little higher, up close to Mount Graham, and that gives us the good growing conditions for apples.
And while we can't come on to your farm and pick, I do believe you have a farm stand, or at least you have in the past, so people could come by and get your apples.
Yeah, we have a farm stand. What we offer there is apples by the box at a reasonable price. We also sell by the bag for customers that venture out to Wilcox.
Okay, so you have some pretty loyal customers, but we'll get into just what it takes to raise apple trees in the next segment. So hopefully you can stay online with us, Lance.
Sure.
And I want to make the point, if any good listener that has heard the broadcast before and has heard us before when Farmer Greg was in talking about the fact that, you know, only plant Golden Dorset or Anna apples, you know, he's referencing the Maricopa County area. We're at a much lower elevation there. Wilcox, you're up at 4,000 feet, and you've got more chill hours, so that allows you to bring in all those extra varieties. As you're listening to Lance talk and all those different, you just mentioned Galas and Pink Ladies, those aren't things that are going to work on lower elevations. So if you want these kind of apples, you got to look for a little higher elevation, and your chill hours are really critical on picking your varieties.
Same thing with pistachio trees. That's why there's so many pistachio orchards in Wilcox, because you get those chill hours at the higher elevations.
So more with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, as well as Lance from Briggs and Eggers. Is that how you pronounce it?
Eggers.
Eggers.
Briggs and Eggers.
Briggs and Eggers. Yeah. Apple growers right here in Arizona.